5 minutes past nine. I love the Tassie Summer Carnival, and hopefully we might be back on Launceston Cup Day as we have been for the last few years. There's something really special about the big summer racing down there, and a man who's always a central player is the champion jockey Daniel Ganderton, who's riding a very interesting horse in the time-honoured Newmarket tonight. Gandy, how are you, mate?
Hey, Matt, how's things?
Not bad. You looking forward to tonight?
Yeah, always, mate. The Newmarket's obviously a time-honoured race down here, and obviously the kick-off of the summer racing carnival, so, you know, exciting times.
Yeah, there's a lot of cold, wintry race days only on the Syntho at Sprayton and so on, so it must be nice when the weather warms up and the crowds return, because it's only like every other city with a carnival. It doesn't last forever, does it?
No, that's exactly right. You know, obviously, racing goes the year, but there's certain months more exciting than others, and that's this time of year for us.
What sort of an atmosphere tonight? There's a night meeting. You've had a few night meetings in recent times down there on the Wednesday night, and they've been pretty low key. But is this when there's going to be a really nice vibe at the track tonight?
Yeah, tonight's where it'll start to kick off. You know, obviously the good horses come back out, and that brings people to the track, which is always exciting. So, you know, from a riding point of view, it's always nice to ride on those days and to a few people interested.
I'm looking at your weight on Alpine Wolf in the Newmarket, 54 kilos, and I know you well enough to know that you're a tall fella and that this must have been a bit of a lettuce leaf scenario for you. What's it been like to try and get to the 54 tonight?
It's been testing. That's probably the best way, physically and mentally. It's training, but
Mate, we might just get you, if you're on loudspeaker, we might just get you to get closer to the phone because you're a bit in and out, if you can.
Okay. I think it's just a win, mate. But
that's perfect, yep.
Yeah, no, honestly, mate, so, yeah, at this stage of my career, I sort of know what I can and can't do. I don't ride the weight very often, probably twice a year. I know sort of a routine that I have to do. I must admit, I was cooked going it last week. So it's sort of had me a little bit behind this time, but I've been pleasantly surprised about how it's come off. So I'm in a good spot, and I'm sure I'll be in good order by tonight.
You didn't have the spicy cough last week, did you?
No. I've dodged COVID so far, but
it'll get you eventually. It'll get you eventually.
No doubt. It gets everyone. So
this is an interesting horse, Alpine Wolf, and he's obviously good enough to warrant you eating lettuce for a couple of weeks. He lost his way a little bit, I thought, in a couple of cameo runs. Really disappointing after his really terrific season last season, including a few stoushes with Turk Warrior, who's also lost a bit of form. So I guess the form pundits are wondering about the quality of that Turk Warrior Alpine Wolf form. I guess we're going to find out a lot more tonight, aren't we?
I think they've probably lost their ways for different reasons. Turk Warrior was obviously an outstanding two-year-old and three-year-old, and it's very difficult for those horses to, you know, that do plenty of racing at young ages to continue on. So I think maybe that might be his sort of issue. However, you know, he's done a terrific job. If he never wins another race, he doesn't need to. So
no,
that's,
exactly.
That's fine. In my bloke, I think now it's become quite publicised. He's had a real battle with his health. I don't think, you know, he won a Guineas by about three or four lengths with his head on his chest, and I'll be honest, I don't think he was healthy then. So it's been a battle, and he was terrifically off come winter time. But I think he seems to be in a pretty good spot. There's been some adjustments to his training from the camp. We're happy. You know, he's a little bit underdone. I'd probably like him to have had another couple of weeks just because of the more conservative approach we're taking training him. However, he's in terrific order, which is something that I've rarely said about him going to the races. So I'm excited by his prospects, and I think he can certainly win if he gets a nice economical run.
Certainly seems well drawn for him as well. I guess for Victorian punters who are trying to get their head around the race, the Inevitable's an amazing horse down there. He's a bit of a hero, and he's the number one saddlecloth wearer, and all the good ones are in the race. All the big horses in Tassie are in it. But if they all run to the peak of their ability, does Alpine Wolf really become really highly competitive here?
I think so. I don't like to put the horse before the cart, but I think on talent alone, I think he's, you know, I think he's potentially the best horse in the state. I think he probably is. But, you know, you've got to be very you know, very fair to the inevitable. He's been a terrific horse for a long period of time and deserves to be not only the favourite, but to be the king of the castle at the moment. So I'm just hopeful that if my horse can have a healthy prep by the end of the carnival, he'll be the new number one. Whether that happens remains to be seen, but that's the sort of confidence I have in the horse.
Yeah, all right. So a fair bit of water to go under the bridge. So a really important race tonight for him and Turk Warrior and the Inevitable and so many others. So a really big race. Hey, we might just go through a few of your rides. A lot of our Victorian and Tassie listeners will be hoping to find a few winners tonight. And the first one you have is for Tanya Hansen and Kyle Maskeel, and that's Shorefeely. Is that how you pronounce it in race three?
Yeah, Shorefeely. I think he's named after the golfer.
Right, okay.
I would think he's a terrific chance. I thought he ran really well behind the two horses that are in the last race in a much higher grade the other day. Does get a little bit of an upturn in weight, but I thought he was a significant drop in grade. He has a good barrier. I expect him to run well.
Your uncle Mark has Heel Rocket, a Rubik, going around first up in race four.
So he's first run for the stable. He's been a little bit of a work in progress. He came pretty highly strung and with a few issues with his mannerisms that needed to be worked on. So he's not entirely screwed down today, but I think he's been going well enough at home that we expect him to run really well.
All right. Okay. So a little something each way on Heel Rocket, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's valid. He certainly wouldn't surprise if he won. As I say, he'll improve off whatever he does tonight, but we're pretty confident he's going well enough to be running very well.
Over to race seven. This is a class one, and your riding needs to belong for Johnny Blacker.
Yeah, he's a horse that's always a chance in this sort of grade. Just got an ordinary racing pattern. He gets a long way out of his ground, and so he always needs a little bit of luck from a tempo point of view. But if they roll along, which there looks to be a bit of pace on paper, he'll be hitting the line strong.
Got a tweet here that I've seen from Luke Gaetani. Does this name ring a bell, Luke Gaetani?
He's a good friend of mine I went to school with.
His question, Daniel, is where does Daniel place himself amongst the big three of alumni from St. Pat's Launceston with himself, Richie Port and Ariane Titmus?
I think a long third.
Distant third, you reckon? But on the podium.
Well, if there's only three runners, I think that's my hope.
So he's a bit of a... tell us a little about Luke Gaetani.
He's just a good friend of mine. We grew up playing soccer together. went through some representative teams and that sort of stuff and went to high school together. Been one of those guys we've always kept in touch. You know, he's a good fella. I think he owns a couple of horses with Joe O'Neill. He's an avid racing fan, so... it's good to hear from him anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, you're on the podium. Hey, good on you, mate. Particularly with Alpine Wolf tonight. I think everyone would just love to see him find his true ability, and I think we'll learn a lot more about him tonight.
No, that's right. Exciting times, and hopefully he can just get through the race unscathed and then have a really big carnival.
Good on you, Gando.
Thanks, mate.
Daniel Ganderton there, top jockey down there in Tassie.